the debate on U.S. policy toward Iraq intensified this week. Several prominent Republicans urged caution about military intervention there. Brent Scowcroft, who was National Security Advisor in the Ford and first Bush administration, wrote in the Wall Street Journal that attacking Iraq would jeopardize, if not destroy, the war on terrorism. And in an editorial in the Washington Post, former Secretary of State Henry Kissinger wrote that overthrowing Saddam Hussein militarily could alienate U.S. allies and set a precedent that would not be in U.S. interest. Speaking yesterday at his ranch in Crawford, Texas, President Bush told reporters he would listen carefully to the voices of caution.
We'll continue to consult. It's a healthy debate for people to express their opinion. People should be allowed to express their opinion. But Americans need to know I'll be making up my mind based upon the latest intelligence and how best to protect our own country plus our friends and allies.
Joining me now from Cambridge, Massachusetts, is David Gergen, who was an advisor to four former presidents, including the first President Bush. Mr. Gergen, welcome.
Thank you very much, Errol.
Well, how do you interpret the fact that these leading Republicans are making these statements of caution so publicly now?
Well, there's been a growing split within the party. It's obviously started within the administration, but it's now spread to within the party about whether we ought to get Saddam Hussein out of power ultimately, but how to get there. It's now spilled over into public print because there's been so many indications that this was becoming an imminent possibility.
Mm-hmm.
And I think people wanted to speak up before it happened.
So how difficult is it that it's not only leading Republicans that we're talking about, but Republicans who are associated with his father and his father's administration?
The fact that it's Brent Scowcroft carrying this message is extraordinarily interesting and a matter of deep intrigue in Washington because he has been so close to the father, a member of the family, one of the most trusted advisors. It's unimaginable he would have spoken up in this way did he not have a green light from the father to speak. That raises the question, is this Brent Scowcroft's independent judgment, or is it one indeed shared by the father? And is the father in that case then trying to send a message to the son and also to the son's advisors like Rumsfeld and Cheney and others saying, hey guys, don't be too rash. Slow it down and get this right before you go. You're too forward-leaning and your words are way out in front of your diplomacy. If that's the message he's sending, it's a powerful message indeed, and it's a significant development in the build-up toward this war.
What do you make of President Bush's response that he's listening carefully but will make up his own mind based on the latest intelligence about how to protect the country?
Well, listen, I have no doubt that he's deeply annoyed by voices of dissent from within his own party. And in the short term, he's going to remain probably rankled by the whole thing. But in the long run, I think he's better served by this because it's going to force him to get a consensus, build a consensus within the country, indeed within the world, before he acts. And ultimately, that consensus is going to serve him well. Now, his response, you know, which is coming out of a place of some ire, that, listen, I'm happy to hear the voices. Good to have a debate, but I'll make up my own damn mind. Thank you very much, based on the intelligence. I think it points to something that's really, really important here, and that is that he is, as president, privy to inside information about Saddam's capabilities. Vice President Cheney spoke about the intelligence just a couple of weeks ago when he was out in San Francisco. And, you know, clearly they are being moved by intelligence reports about what Saddam's got. But in our system of government, that isn't sufficient to go to war. You cannot, no president can be so imperial as to launch us into war without sharing that kind of information with the public and convincing us not only that it's real, but it's a casus belli, and he's going to have to do that before he can go.
Mm-hmm. So some may see these statements then from these folks as putting the Bush administration in a difficult position. You talk a little bit about how the president is going to have to try to reach a consensus. How does he do that? Where does he go from here?
What I imagine is going to do is going to accelerate the administration's effort to present its case to the country. I think they've got to come forward very quickly now after Labor Day and really have their case put together, go public, see how it plays, try to rally people here in this country, and very importantly in this case, rally other countries because, Scowcroft, in a sense, and Kissinger are saying, you can't do this without other countries at your side. Don't build a war in the sand without laying proper foundations on which that house can rest.
Thank you so much, David.
Cheryl, thank you.
David Gergen was an advisor to Presidents Clinton, Nixon, Ford, and George Bush Sr. He is currently the director of the Center for Public Leadership at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government.